mai, hoki mai, kia ora the fold, e mihi nei, ko te hungry toku noa. My guest this week is Rudy Cox. Rudy is the master franchise holder for a publication that doesn't get talked about a lot, but everyone knows, and its name is Coffee News. The reason I had him on my podcast this week was he sent me a press release last week saying basically that Coffee News was disengaging with Facebook because it was a place of division and misinformation and it just didn't feel like it aligned with Coffee News values. You know, not a million miles away from the statement that Stuff made about a year ago. And I guess I found it quite charming, which is everything about Coffee News is charming. If you somehow haven't heard of it, Coffee News is a one-page A3 folded in the middle, printed on a kind of a lovely sepia-toned background publication that has, you know, and I don't mean this in anything but the most complimentary terms, quite inconsequential content, has facts, has trivia, has horoscopes, and then has a whole bunch of local business advertising wrapped around that. The content is the same all over the world and the ads change. And basically it runs under a franchise system. There's a master franchise for the country, and then I think there are around 20 different franchises, most of them within Auckland, but also up and down the country, which take other small businesses advertising and put them in cafes, and there's something that you can read over a coffee. It's like a very, very cute publication, and it feels completely out of time and completely unchanging, and Rudy speaks to that quite eloquently. And I guess, you know, as a media operator who finds this thing tremendously complicated, there's something about the simplicity of the model and the unchanging nature of the content that is, you know, it just really kind of hits you in that nostalgia spot, because it feels like it harks back to a simpler time. Whether it was simpler or not is a whole other thing. So I talked to Rudy about that. I talked to him about the business model, about how they're finding lockdown, about whether they've been impacted by social media and the rise of smartphones, and why they made that decision about Facebook. I think it's a fun, low-stakes chat, as befits the absolute treasure that is Coffee News. Before we get into it, I want to thank Vodafone, who are the presenting partner of The Fold. Their world-class network technology is what the spin-off runs on, and if you use the internet for your business, please check them out. We run on them, have done for years, and absolutely rely on them as a key partner for the spin-off and Daylight Creative and Hexwork Productions. This is Rudy Cox, the proprietor and master franchisee of Coffee News on The Fold. Kia ora, Rudy, and welcome to The Fold.
Thanks. Thanks very much for having us.
So I wonder if you could start by telling me exactly what Coffee News is. I feel like people see it everywhere, almost to the point of not even thinking about how it came to be there. And obviously you're very well placed to explain that.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most old school publications running for over 30 years now. And it's displayed in cafes. We try to be basically in places, in every place where people are waiting. So it's not only hospitality, but also in places like when you wait for your tire to be done at a tire place, or medical centers, just in general anywhere. And it's a very cool publication that for hospitality, they can show that they are actually supporting local businesses. And local businesses love it because it's hyper-local. So you actually rather than going to the internet, you actually have a real presence in something that's so old school that it's actually fashionable again.
I think that's a good way of putting it. So how many you own the master franchise for New Zealand, is that correct?
That's correct.
And how many different franchisees or editions of Coffee News are there around Aotearoa?
Yeah, so our biggest largest presence is in Auckland, almost obviously. In Auckland, there must be around 12 of our editions. And in the rest of the country, there's Tauranga, there is Hawke's Bay. We just started in Hutt Valley. They should start printing next month. And then you got Christchurch, And also Rangiora, like North of Christchurch, and Dunedin. And so it's all up currently. There's about 23, 24 editions running over about 14, I believe it's 14 franchisees.
So how did you come to be involved in it yourself?
Well, I came to New Zealand in 2003. Yes, 2003. And obviously it was already here. And it was one of those publications, I guess, you know, the old school thing, that you always see everywhere. And then in 2012, I became a business broker selling businesses. And one of the guys in our BNI group, in one of those network groups, he owned a coffee news. He actually owned five coffee news franchises, and he asked me to help him sell his franchises. So I knew Helen, who was my predecessor. I knew her through that process, and always not really kept in touch. But it was always something that's in the back of my mind. Like when you're selling businesses, you are looking for, you know, would I buy this business? And actually, in 7 years of broking, I wouldn't buy any of the businesses I sold, funny enough. But this one came along when somebody, just after the lockdown last year, the local franchise here in Whangarei said to me, "Hey, Rudy, I want to sell my franchise." Or actually, she said it in like a group, in like the BNI group. And one of our members said, "Rudy, you should buy it because I think you're good at it." And I'm like, more on my plate, okay. But I just gave up business broking, so I thought like, oh, it might be something that I could do. So I ran that franchise for about 6 months, and then Helen approached me and said, "Hey, Rudy, I think you're the right guy to take this further. I'm going to retire and or semi-retire in this stage. Would you want to buy it?" And actually, it's the first business in all those years as a broker as well that I thought like, man, that's a really awesome business. And I jumped at it. It was a no-brainer. So I said to her, like, listen, just put a number on a piece of paper and I'll see if I can match it. And I matched it straight away. It wasn't cheap. It wasn't undervalued. It was probably a little bit over, but I knew what I could do with it. So yeah, it worked out well.
And putting aside the sort of business elements of it, which I do want to explore later on, but what is it about? Because people have a lot of affection for it, even though it's a very simple and, as you say, quite like this a very old school format. You know, what was it that attracted you to it from that side, and what do you think makes people so affectionate toward it?
I think it's positive, most and foremost. So there's no emphasis on religion, on politics, no emphasis on bad stuff. It's trying to promote positive things. So when you are advertising with Coffee News, you can be assured you are not next to a war story where somebody has, you know, they can start to associate you with nasty things or bad news. Here it's positive news, and I think that's sort of like, for me, always like I'm a positive person. And I guess we go later into that other thing, but that was really, you know, the core values for me is positive. It promotes local business. We like to support local business, and it's fun to read. Yeah, it's a no-brainer, really.
Well, what part of the, you know, the sort of the various content pillars, you know, that we're all sort of familiar with is your favorite? Do you have the most kind of affection for or look forward to reading the most?
Yeah, well, for me, it is the little stories. The funny thing is, like, if you go to the just the main body in the front, you got everybody's talking. And actually, about 90 or 95% of the stories, you can actually YouTube and find the story behind it. So that's something what I do is like, hey, that sounds really cool. Is it true? You know, we get the content from America. So sometimes there are stories in there that you think like, that sounds a bit far-fetched or something. But yeah, when you YouTube it, it's right there. So that's sort of like my sort of like, yeah, pet love of the coffee news. But I get actually the most positive feedback is on the horoscopes. So the horoscopes are, well, I don't write them first and foremost, but they seem to be always true because they're so generic but fun. and then last but not least is I actually have a couple of people where I just drop one copy every week because they want every copy for the trivia. So they use that for the trivia night, and I just keep dropping off a copy and like, hey, here you go this week's. Thank you. So yeah, it's a fun way of interacting with people.
And as part of the rules for, you know, in terms of of your ownership of that master franchise that you don't touch the copy, that there is no localization of it, that it very much retains that kind of big American kind of quality?
Well, the quality control is one thing, obviously. If we allow our franchisees to print whatever they want, you have no control over it. So we have an agreement with the American mother company that or parent company that we don't touch the copy apart from the What's Happening page, where we actually give free notifications for the likes of schools, clubs, non-for-profit organizations. So we try to make it as interactive as possible. But we try not to touch it. However, if, for example, the last couple of weeks there was a trivia question about some American golfer that nobody knows about, so then I've changed it to a New Zealand golfer. Obviously, Michael Campbell was then the answer. So we do have some discretion on that side, but apart from that, we don't touch the copy.
And so the franchise system for most of your franchisees, are they just doing this? Are they doing other things as well? What's the
most quite a few?
Can you make a living from just being owning a single coffee news franchise?
Yes, and you can, but I would suggest that if you really want to do just coffee news, then you need to have two, possibly three editions to run, because obviously there's only 32 spaces in each edition, so you got sort of like a ceiling on your earnings. But I mean, for what you for the return on the hours you put in, that personally I put in probably about I print myself, so that takes me about three and a half hours, but I probably work about like 12 hours. And I think if you then walk away after all your cost, delivery, petrol and all that, walk away with about like $600-$700, $800, I think it's a very good return in your investment. And again, like some franchises, they have something on the side. In West Auckland, we got Greg, who, for example, he built websites. So he built it in with the coffee news. So if you have to promote your business through coffee news, but you get a special on that, he built a website for you as well. And ties you in that way. Haley, for example, she does a lot of for Trade Social. She does a lot of social media for businesses. So she ties it in with coffee news and the social media side of things. So it works. It works really well. Besides something personally, I just go back to business broking. I just signed up last Friday to start with a local real estate company to sell businesses again, because I got the time. And you know, like I'm in my prime years apparently, so I might as well make the most of it.
So, Coffee News is very much a print publication, and it's got a lot of name recognition. Do you feel like you've got much competition? Like when you're talking to the sort of small businesses that tend to advertise, is there a different version of Coffee News, or has anyone ever tried to set up something that can kind of competes more directly with it?
I know there is in Christchurch, there has been one crowd that has really did actually quite a good job. They called it the Garden Paper or something, or the Garden News, whatever it was. But same fonts, same type of yellowish paper. They have tried it. But I think why this works, if I had to write my own copy, I would not have bought it, because writing copy is time consuming, as you know, and it costs a lot of money if you let somebody else do it. My biggest competition is probably the newspaper that's just laying around in the cafes. The local, advertising wise, for the same dollar, you can probably buy advertising in the local, like one of those, here it's called the Whangarei Times, whatever it is, the local newspapers. And then you got the magazines. But the big difference is, if you have a cafe and you have a magazine, people have a cup of coffee. Now, that table is going to be occupied, if one person is drinking a cup of coffee, reading a magazine, for about like 20, 25 minutes until they read the article or read the magazine. And Coffee News is designed to actually be read in 8 to 10 minutes. So the table is actually turns over a lot quicker than with magazines. So for me, the biggest competitors are probably anything that's being read in the cafes.
That's really interesting. So is that part of the pitch to cafe owners and stockists, is that this is a very finite duration?
When we approach cafes, and we say, hey, we're starting a new edition for Coffee News in your local area. Can we put copies out here? We don't have to pitch. People know it. People love it. And there is very few people who don't want it. I have here in Whangarei, I tried to get it in one particular cafe. They don't want it because they are, for religious reasons, apparently, they don't like the horoscopes. That's fair enough. That's good on them. They have their own core values. But there is very few cafes that don't want it. Because of a bad experience or the name it's out there. So, yeah.
And, you know, you talk about this quite a deliberate attempt to have sort of unassuming or content that doesn't really upset anyone. Has anything ever slipped through that has caused you problems apart from, you know, horoscopes for the devout?
I think the only feedback we get sometimes, to be honest, is why isn't there more local content? And it's a very fair question. But it comes back to the cost of, you know, creating that content, which is I like if I could do this myself and create a content, I'm not a writer, you know, nor have I any ambitions to be a writer. Let people do, you know, the writing, that are really good at it. But there's a reason. Like I said, we can sometimes make little changes, but we have the agreement with the Americans, which we honor, and with pride, to be honest, because it is good content.
We'll just take a very quick break and then return more with Rudy Cox from Coffee News on The Fold.
The Fold is brought to you by the Spinoff Podcast Network and Vodafone. Here's Jason Paris, CEO of Vodafone New Zealand, to give us a sense of where Vodafone is heading.
We've got two phases. We want to be the world's best digital telco and then the world's best digital services provider. Just like Vodafone TV, aggregating and curating content, we want to play a greater role within people's lives where we're aggregating and curating all of the applications that transform their lives and businesses. But New Zealanders won't give us the opportunity to play a greater role in their life or their business if we're not doing a brilliant job of the core services that we're providing today. So phase one is being brilliant at telco services to earn the right to play a greater role in other digital applications over time.
To find out more, visit vodafone.co.nz.
Scientists are leading the conversations about the future of Aotearoa and the biggest challenges of our time, our land, ocean and climate, our physical and mental well-being, our food health. It's never been more important to understand science. At the University of Otago, you'll study alongside world-renowned experts and researchers. Explore your postgraduate options now. He here ngā tangata, he tūhura kōrero. Find out more at otago.ac.nz/pgsciences.
Kia ora, we're back with Rudy now. So the reason that we're doing this interview is because you released a press release about Facebook, which I thought was really interesting. Before we get to that, in some ways Facebook is bizarrely your biggest competition in that it too doesn't touch the content, but it targets small businesses, and it's very much, you know, it's you see people on their phones in cafes all the time. It's very much a business model that's around small businesses, intensely kind of local targeting, and trying to steal little pieces of time and wrap ads around that. Has it got harder to sell to clients as the social media and smartphone era has gone on?
Possibly, but it was never. I never even thought of it that way, to be honest. I think we are in print for a reason. I think people like that local presence. There's a lot of different aspects to Coffee News away from social media. I think for me, the reason why I sent that press release was because I was so fed up with the, well, some call it banter and some call it, you know, divisive content. And Facebook used to be fun. The only reason why I end up with Facebook, with a Facebook account, was when I'm from Holland, from Netherlands, and I wanted to stay in touch with my friends and family. And it was fun because you could share stories and you could, you know, but something really changed. And I think for me, it was when I think back, it was sort of like after the Trump election, the vaccine debate has gone on for some time now. I think our political landscape has been a lot more aggressive since the last election. And it's something that just really ate away on me from like on a day-to-day basis. And I just didn't stand for the values, the core values that we have as, you know, being together and all for one, one for all, that kind of carry on, all sorts of cliches. And one day I found myself crying in the shower after another debate on where I just got sucked into, don't ask me how, but it was, yeah, you got sucked into a debate and it just really ate away. And for me, it was sort of like is this a really healthy way of doing business, you know, overall? And it's not to hurt Facebook, it's not to hurt trying to say, hey, everybody has to get off there. But I did want to make a statement and explain to people why I thought that we don't want to see a growth strategy in Facebook and Instagram in particular. But I think a lot of the social media, including LinkedIn, YouTube, you know, it drives a certain traffic to a point where people that you always loved and respected, that you think, how can they, you know, think that way? It doesn't align with that value. It got to come from somewhere. And that was the only point I could make. Yeah, and the reason why I sent out a statement.
This is the press release that that you sent out last week. Do you want to just quickly top line what the press release said and what, if any, reaction there has been to it?
Yeah, on the day that I sent it, because I first turned off my personal Facebook and I put a statement on there. I turned off Facebook. It's dividing people. I can't remember exactly what I said, but and I got about like 7 or 8 phone calls from mates, or not even friends, like people that I knew, that, you know, they asked the question, like, you know, why? But also, hey, good on you for making the stand, and good on you for, you know, coming up for something that you really believe in. The press statement really states that the guidelines of the types of freedom of speech posts are just not in line with our core values. And yeah, you know, we respect each other's choices and we support each other through whatever your opinion is. We will be there for you to support you. And you're getting sucked into these debates that is just not healthy for anyone, really. And you know, but until the funny thing is, until you have no problem or you don't feel that there is a problem, you're not going to look for answers on why. So a lot of people probably don't feel that way. And I had people that say to me, like, you know, why do you want to turn off Facebook? Like, you know, I just scroll over and look at the next post and it doesn't affect me. Well, you know, it affects me. And I think if it affects me, there will be other people who are also affected by that. And I think mental health is a big part of, you know, these days, particularly in men, I guess, of my age also, that can feel that way.
Well, you know, you're not the first organization to take a stand against Facebook. You know, other media organizations have like stuff, and there was a whole boycott of big corporations last year. Have you ever had issues like that yourself? Like, are there, or to put it another way, have there ever been advertisers or messages in advertisements where either you or your franchisees have said, you know what, that is contra the Coffee News values and vibe?
You mean advertisers in Coffee News?
Yeah, people that you've had to turn away because they didn't really fit your ethos.
Well, we had that in our last meeting a couple of months ago. I basically said, like, you know, personally, I would not put an advertisement in there for a political party. Other people were like, well, they want to pay, and if they want to pay, you know, and the normal price is say $40, and they want to pay $50 or $60, then, you know, why wouldn't you take the money? And I completely understand that. You know, we are in a business that has a ceiling, and sometimes, you know, you just, yeah, you want to put something in there, whether you support it or not. One person, I believe it was Dunedin, they wanted to put an anti-vaccine ad in the Coffee News, and he said, "No, sorry, I can't support it on my own moral grounds." Personally, I think we should stay away from in any issue, in any edition, from pro as well as anti-vaccines, any political party. And any, you know, religion. I know that, you know, churches, for example, they like to advertise, and I had some churches, and I think as long as it's not this Destiny Church, I'm pretty happy with it. It's not really a problem. But that's sort of like where I draw that line.
And obviously we are currently in lockdown in Tamaki Makaurau right now. How does that impact Coffee News? Like, are you currently banned from operating in the city, or are you able to kind of distribute? Obviously, people aren't getting coffee in the same way. What's the current situation for you?
Yeah, so we are allowed to operate. We have rang the COVID helpline for business, and we are allowed on a level 3. However, there is no cafes open, so we are not printing until level 2. And because most of our franchisees are in Auckland, yes, it affects us. However, what I have said is, when it's lockdown, let's share the burden. Or actually, Helen started it last year, and we said if we can't print and we can't distribute, we won't charge the franchisees and we won't charge the advertisers. So we cut ourselves off basically from that. But we don't want to put our community. We support the community, certainly our local business communities. We're not going to tell them like, hey, we can't print, but you got to keep paying because you signed a contract. That is not again against our values. So It does affect us.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you know, it does sound like the way that you operate is very much in the vibe of Coffee News. So, when I was researching Coffee News, finally before I came on, the first story that came up about you was on Stop Press, very rudely titled "How Is It Still a Thing?" from 2016. Yeah, that was 5 years ago.
I saw that.
Very much still a thing. Answer the question.
I think in the very beginning I touched on that. Like, it is actually so old fashioned that it's fashionable again. And it's, you know, it's been there for a long time. People love it. There are still people, believe it or not, that just don't want to be on their phones, you know, when they're waiting. And because when I get up, I look at all the news that I want to watch. And I used to do Facebook, now not anymore, and LinkedIn, and not anymore because I took all the apps off. But once you have read those, you can take the phone out of your pocket, but you realize every time, oh, there's actually nothing to watch anymore, because I think people are switching off on that. You know, they used to have all these new gadgets like, you know, Candy Crush and all that. But I think people are just starting to sort of like realize like, well, there is a limited, you know, amount of space that I have on my phone and that I want to do with it. So, yeah. It's awesome.
All right. Well, I think that's all I want to know about Coffee News. But good luck operating through the lockdown. And yeah, congratulations on taking it this far and on taking that stand against Facebook. You know, it's a principled one, and I admire it.
Yeah. No. Thank you very much. And again, like, this is not to steer people away from Facebook. This is just my own, you know, our own morals and our own values that are not in line with it. So everybody, good luck with it.
Ngā mihi, Rudy. Thank you so much for coming on The Fold.
Yes, no worries. Thank you very much.
That was Rudy Cox of Coffee News on The Fold. I want to thank Vodafone for being the presenting partner of this podcast, Te Ahea Butler for his work editing and producing, and Jane Yee for running the Spinoff Podcast Network. And the Spinoff members who have, you know, are a crucial part of our support system, but also have been particularly generous over the past couple of weeks as we've battled against this long and seemingly indeterminate length of lockdown. It's been hard. They've made it hopefully survivable. Ngā mihi.